Ever feel like you're just totally lost in the supplement aisle?
Oh, absolutely.
Like, where do you even begin? There are so many brands and claims, it's overwhelming.
Yeah.
And you've asked us to help you figure out why Dr. Brenda Smith, the OBGYN who started the Midlife Wellness Center, why she chose Zymogen as her go-to supplement brand after like 3 decades of practicing medicine.
Right.
So we're going to take a deep dive today into what makes Zymogen different, according to Dr. Smith.
It's really interesting, actually, because her own journey with supplements, it kind of mirrors this bigger shift we've seen in how people think about supplements.
Okay, so tell me more about that.
Well, Dr. Smith, she started her career back in the 80s.
Okay.
And back then, a lot of doctors, her included, they saw supplements as kind of a last resort, something you only really needed if you had a serious deficiency,
Yeah.
And this was before, like, we really understood how much our modern food is depleted of nutrients.
Right, so it was all about just treating the symptoms, not really getting at the root cause.
Exactly. But then as time went on, research started showing just how important micronutrients are for our health. And Dr. Smith, she saw this firsthand with her patients. She noticed that a lot of the women who were aging really well, they weren't just, living healthy lifestyles. They were also taking these really high quality supplements.
So it's almost like the supplements were like the missing piece of the puzzle for them.
Yeah, in a way, you think of it like this.
Yeah.
You might have a really good skincare routine, right?
Okay.
But adding a good quality moisturizer, it just takes it to a whole other level. Supplements can be kind of like that.
Okay, that's a great analogy. So it sounds like Dr. Smith had a bit of an aha moment when it came to supplements.
Yeah, she definitely did.
Oh.
She went from not really believing in them to being a huge advocate for them. But, and this is important, she became very, very picky about which supplements she would recommend.
Yeah.
And used herself.
That makes sense.
She was all about quality over quantity.
And that be picky philosophy, it wasn't just about supplements for her.
Oh, absolutely not.
Yeah.
She applied that to pretty much everything in her life.
Mm-hmm.
The food she ate, the products she used on her skin.
Mm-hmm.
It all came down to being mindful of what she was putting in and on her body.
So how did that lead her to Zymogen specifically?
Well, back in 2005, she decided she wanted to see firsthand how supplements were made.
Oh, wow.
So she actually toured a bunch of different manufacturing facilities.
Talk about going the extra mile.
Right.
I can barely get myself to read the back of the label.
I know, right?
So what did she find?
Well, as you can imagine, she found a lot of variation, but there was one facility that really stood out to her, Zymogen's.
Okay, and what made them so special?
Well, for one thing, they were really committed to something called CGMP.
CGMP.
Yeah, it stands for Current Good Manufacturing Practices. It basically means that they're meeting all of the FDA's standards for every single step of the manufacturing process.
Okay. But for those of us who don't speak acronym, what does that actually look like in practice?
Okay, so picture this. Their facility in Orlando.
Yeah.
It's state of the art.
Mm.
Every single ingredient that comes into that building, it's rigorously tested. They test for identity and for purity.
Mm.
They have strict temperature and humidity controls. They even have special rooms for ingredients that are really sensitive, like fish oils,
okay,
probiotics. And they use this thing called an e-verification code on every single bottle.
What's that?
It lets them track their products.
Oh, wow.
And it helps them maintain quality control from the minute it leaves the factory all the way to you.
Okay. Yeah, I'm starting to see why Dr. Smith was impressed. That's a whole other level of like dedication.
Right.
Like the difference between buying a car that's been like carefully maintained versus one that's like held together with duct tape.
Yeah, exactly.
But I do have a question. What about this whole scripts thing? How does that fit into all of this? Okay, you've piqued my curiosity about whole scripts.
Mm.
How does it fit into this picture of meticulous quality control?
Yeah, so that's where things get a little interesting. So Zymogen, they were having so much success with this direct-to-consumer model and this whole focus on quality, they decided to create whole scripts.
Oh, okay.
Which is basically their online store and distribution center.
Okay.
So far, so good, right?
Right.
But here's where it gets a little tricky. Whole scripts, they don't just distribute Zymogen products. They also carry other supplement brands.
Okay.
And they even handle fulfillment for some private labels.
See, now, private labels, those always make me a little nervous. It's like, who are you, really?
Yeah.
And what are you hiding behind that super generic label?
You're not alone. Dr. Smith, she had those same concerns. Because with private labeling, you lose that direct connection with a manufacturer.
Right.
You know, and their practices. It makes it harder to be that picky consumer when you don't even know who's actually making the product.
Right. It becomes this kind of like supplement shell game.
Exactly. And that's why Dr. Smith, she was always such a big advocate for transparency. You know, it's not that every private label is automatically bad.
Right.
But it just adds this whole other layer of complexity.
Yeah.
For the consumer. You have to do your research.
Right.
Make sure you're comfortable with the level of transparency, or lack thereof, I guess.
Which, let's be real, most of us don't have the time or energy to do for every single supplement we buy.
Yeah, that's fair.
Yeah.
But that's why, you know, understanding these nuances is so important. It helps you ask the right questions.
Yeah.
And ultimately make more informed decisions.
It's like learning how to speak supplements, so you're not just like wandering around the aisle totally clueless.
Exactly.
Now, speaking of navigating that aisle, I know Dr. Smith, she had a lot to say about choosing supplements beyond just the brand name. She really wanted people to understand the why behind their supplements. Right,
right, absolutely. She was a firm believer that it wasn't enough to just pick a reputable brand.
Yeah.
You had to understand why you were taking a particular supplement in the first place.
Okay.
And she often said that supplements shouldn't be seen as a quick fix.
Yeah.
But as a way to support a healthy lifestyle that you're already building.
So no magic weight loss pills or like fountains of youth.
No, definitely not. She always emphasized that a healthy lifestyle, you know, a balanced diet, regular exercise, stress management, all that good stuff, it's paramount.
Mm.
Supplements, they're just there to enhance those efforts, not replace them.
It's like they say, you can't out-supplement a bad diet.
Exactly. And that actually brings us to another one of Dr. Smith's big points, dosage. She often found that the dosage recommendations on supplement labels, they were just too generic.
Okay.
They didn't really consider individual needs.
So just following the instructions on the bottle, that might not always be the best approach.
Not necessarily. Dr. Smith, she was all about personalized medicine. You know, taking into account things like your age, any health conditions you might have, your lifestyle, even your genetics.
Wow.
To figure out the optimal dosage for each patient.
That makes sense when you think about it. Like, we're not all walking, talking cookie cutters. What works for one person might not work for another at all.
Exactly. And this whole idea of individualization,
right,
it also extends to another concept that Dr. Smith was really passionate about, supplement rotation.
Supplement rotation. Is that like a playlist for your vitamins?
I love that. But yeah, in essence, that's kind of what it is. It's about recognizing that our body's needs, they change.
Yeah.
And constantly bombarding our system with the same supplement might not always be the most effective approach.
So walk me through this. How would someone even know when or how to rotate their supplements?
Well, it's highly individualized, of course.
Mm-hmm.
But some common reasons for rotation could be things like seasonal changes.
Okay.
Like maybe you need more vitamin D during the winter months.
Right.
Or it could be about addressing a specific health concern that might pop up at different times.
So it's about tuning into your body's cues and working with your doctor or healthcare provider to adjust your supplement routine.
Exactly. It's about being proactive and adaptable rather than just sticking to a rigid routine.
I'm starting to see why Dr. Smith was such a popular doctor. She was really all about empowering her patients.
Oh, absolutely.
Giving them the information they needed to take control of their own health.
Yes. And that extended even to things that you might think are pretty basic, like how you store your supplements.
Okay, I have to bite. What's the big deal about storing supplements? I usually just kind of toss them in the medicine cabinet and hope for the best.
Well, you might want to rethink that strategy. Dr. Smith, she always said that supplements are kind of like fresh produce. They're packed with nutrients. But if you don't store them correctly, they can lose their potency.
Interesting. So enlighten us. What's the right way to treat our supplements like the VIPs they are?
Think cool, dark, and dry.
Okay.
Heat, light, and moisture, those are the enemies of supplement potency. So find a nice climate-controlled spot.
Okay.
Maybe in your pantry or a drawer, away from direct sunlight.
Takes sense. What about fish oil, those capsules that everyone's always talking about? I've heard they can get a little, shall we say, fragrant.
Oh, yeah. Fish oil. That's one that can definitely go rancid if you're not careful.
And I'm guessing that's a sign that those omega-3s are jumping ship.
Yeah, pretty much. So for fish oil, and really any supplement that has oils or fats in it, Dr. Smith, she recommended refrigerating them.
Oh, wow.
Or even freezing them.
Okay.
Just to help maintain their freshness and make sure you're getting the most bang for your buck.
So basically, treating them like the valuable health investments they are. Now, before we wrap up this deep dive into Dr. Smith's world of supplement wisdom, I have to ask, where did she send her patients to actually find these high-quality products?
Well, remember how Zymogen really won her over with their dedication to quality and transparency?
So she was basically sending all her patients straight to the Zymogen website.
Well, not exactly. Remember WholeScripts?
Yeah.
It's more than just a warehouse.
Okay.
It's also a curated online platform.
Okay.
So you can find Zymogen products there, but you can also find other brands that Dr. Smith felt good about.
So it's like a one-stop shop for like the quality conscious supplement shopper.
Exactly. Hmm? She realized it wasn't about, you know, just endorsing one specific brand.
Right.
It was about giving her patients the tools to make good choices themselves.
Yeah, like do your research.
Exactly.
Figure out what works for you.
Exactly. And that's the great thing about WholeScripts.
Yeah.
It takes some of the guesswork out of it.
Right. You're not just like browsing through a million different brands.
Yeah, you don't have to wonder like, okay, are these guys legit or what?
Exactly.
They've kind of already vetted a lot of these brands for you.
It's like having a, like, a trusted guide in the supplement aisle.
Exactly.
Which I think a lot of us could use.
For sure.
Well, this has been so insightful. Thank you so much for taking the time to break all of this down for us.
Oh, of course. It's been my pleasure.
I think the biggest takeaway here is just the importance of being an informed consumer. You know, like, don't be afraid to ask questions.
Mm-hmm.
Do your research and remember, knowledge is power, especially when it comes to your health.
Absolutely.
So we've covered a lot of ground today, from the why behind supplements to all the quality control stuff,
mm-hmm.
dosage, even how to store them properly. It's a lot.
Yeah, supplements are more complicated than they seem sometimes. Right.
But hopefully you're leaving today feeling a little more confident.
Yeah.
Like you can navigate the world of supplements and make choices that are good for you.
And remember, this is all just information.
Yeah. Right?
It's always a good idea to talk to your own doctor or healthcare provider.
Yeah.
Exactly.
It can help you figure out what's right for you.
Great advice. Thanks for joining us on this deep dive. We'll see you next time.